Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcast, in particular, The Amazing World of Radio at amazing.greatdetectives.net. We have done all kinds of series on The Amazing World of Radio. The latest was The Whistler, The Lost episodes. And we even have Easter specials coming up this year. And if you go through our archives, you'll find all sorts of great holiday specials, actor tributes, as well as just some interesting curation of series. Check it out at amazing.greatdetectives.net. And you can check out all of our series over at the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio page at greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time to get into this week's episode of Mr. Chameleon, and we're going to start out with the second Mr. Chameleon episode of 1949, the original air date, January 12th, 1949, and the title is The Case of the Dance of Death.
Next, Mr. Chameleon and the Case of the Dance of Death. Tonight, we again present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Headquarters in his most famous cases of crime and murder. Brought to you by the makers of genuine Bayer aspirin. Now let me tell you just who Mr. Chameleon is. A college man, he tried from childhood to live up to the name he bore, Chameleon, by taking on the color of whatever situation in which he found himself, appearing in endless guises, finally entering the police force, where he became known as Chameleon, the Man of Many Faces, the underworld's most dreaded man. The listener invariably knows who Mr. Chameleon is, no matter which disguise he assumes. But the criminal he's tracking down seldom does. Tonight we give you Mr. Chameleon in The Case of the Dance of Death. New York City is full of small, intimate nightclubs, each with its own devoted following. And the Club Savoy is considered one of the best, noted for its discovery of talented performers. And one of the most talented, Claude Berkeley, is now in the spotlight on the tiny dancing floor. He stands there, young, attractive, smiling. And a roll of the drums announces his specialty, tap dancing without any musical accompaniment. And as the drum beat stops, he begins to dance.
What happened?
He's been shot. Someone shot Claude Berkeley. He's dead.
He can't be.
Yes, he's dead.
And so, Claude Berkeley's career comes to an end with his crumpled body still holding the spotlight. Half an hour later, Mr. Chameleon, the great detective, is bending over that body, which has been carried to a dressing room, while Claude's pretty wife, Marilyn, sits sobbing in the corner.
Where were you at the time of the shooting, Mrs. Berkeley? Here in your husband's dressing room?
Yes, Mr. Chameleon. I was preparing a little celebration. It's the first anniversary of Claude's debut here at the Club Savoy.
I see.
The manager had sent us a bottle of champagne. Oh, we were so happy. Why do things like this have to happen?
That, my dear, is what I intend to find out. Your husband was a very talented man, and didn't you used to dance with him?
Just at the beginning. You see, He was a pupil at the Grayson Dancing School. And that's where I met him.
I see.
I was one of the teachers. We got married and formed a dance team. But Claude went way beyond me. I was only too happy to be just his wife.
Did you say the Grayson School?
The Grayson School of the Dance.
Mm-hmm.
They specialize in tap and ballroom dancing. The school's in a brownstone house in the West 70s.
I don't believe I've heard of it before.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't, Mr. Chameleon. Though Carl Grayson wouldn't like you very much for saying it. He's the director of the school and kind of a tyrant. He considers that he made Claude.
Did your husband agree?
Oh, Claude, my husband, was very loyal to the Grayson School. He still studied there. Really out of kindness to Carl Grayson. Oh, if he'd only...
Well, go on, Mrs. Berkeley. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Your husband has been murdered. If you want me to find the murderer, you'll have to give me any information that you can. Now, did he have enemies at the dancing school?
Mr. Chameleon, I don't want to cast suspicion on anyone.
Mrs. Berkeley, your husband was murdered.
I know. There's a girl named Lita Montez who teaches at the school. She teaches the rumba. She was terribly in love with Claude.
I see.
At the time he married me, she tried to kill herself. Lately, she's been following him and making scenes. Claude didn't know what to do about her.
Is Lita Montez her real name?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Chameleon. All I know is if she loved Claude, how could she want to kill him? How could a woman kill the man she loved?
It seems to happen surprisingly often. Mrs. Berkley?
Mr. Chameleon?
That must be Detective Sergeant Arnold. Dave?
Say, Mr. Chameleon, I just heard something very interesting.
Oh?
What do you suppose was here at the Club Savoy tonight? The head waiter recognized him. Johnny Moreno.
What? Is he sure?
Positive. Moreno slipped out after the shooting, but how do you like that? Some nerve, eh?
Who's Johnny Moreno?
He's a murderer and a bank robber, Mrs. Berkeley. The police have been after him for months. Where was he sitting, Dave?
Against the wall on the left-hand side of the room.
And Claude Berkeley was shot by someone standing to the left of him. Mrs. Berkeley, are you positive you never heard of Johnny Moreno?
Oh, yes. And I'm sure that Claude, my husband, couldn't possibly have known him.
Maybe it was a coincidence, Mr. Chameleon. You know how those crooks are? They stay in hiding just so long, and then they go nuts. They have to get out.
Dave, in my book of rules, there's no such thing as coincidence. That is, it's not coincidence until it's proven to be. I want Moreno picked up and brought into central headquarters.
But, Mr. Chameleon,
I haven't forgotten Lita Montez, either. I'm going to the Grayson School of the Dance first thing in the morning.
And next morning at the Grayson School of the Dance, Mr. Chameleon is saying to Lita Montez,
"Come on now, Miss Montez, tell me everything you know."
"Mr. Chameleon, it's unbearable that I should be questioned. I, Lita Montez, I who loved Claude Berkeley."
"Nevertheless, I am questioning you. Where were you last night, Miss Montez?"
"I was home in bed. My dancing classes ended at 10 o'clock and I went home to bed. I am a hard-working girl."
Do you manage to make a decent living, Miss Montez? This dancing school looks pretty shabby and run down."
"That is because Carl Grayson, the great Carl Grayson, will not spend money on paint and repairs. And yet he has an apartment on the top floor that..."
"Yes? What about his apartment?"
I do not know, Mr. Chameleon. I have not been in it. But it is unbearable that I should be questioned when I love Claude. I loved him."
"And you were insanely jealous of him."
"Who told you that? That Marilyn, that little milksop of a wife? So sweet and pretty with the yellow curls."
"Were you jealous?"
"A lot of people were jealous of Claude. For a lot of reasons, Mr. Chameleon. It was not I alone."
"What reasons and who?"
"Well, Bert Crane, for one."
"Hmm?"
"Bert is a tap dancer, too. Very good. But not as good as Claude, and he hated Claude for it. He studies here at the school, too, and he always thought that he should have worked at the Club Savoy, not Claude."
"The Grayson School of the Dance seems to be full of temperament."
"All except me. I am not temperamental."
"Oh."
"But even Carl Grayson, even he was jealous. The other day, Mr. Chameleon..." "Oh, no, maybe I should not say this."
"I think you should, Miss Montez. In fact, I insist on it."
"Well, the other day I heard their quarreling, Claude and Mr. Grayson. They were in Mr. Grayson's apartment, but their voices were so loud we could hear them down here. And Mr. Grayson was saying, 'Claude, I will not have it. I will not have you try to take business away from me. It was I who made you. You are an ungrateful wretch.'"
"Only my wording was a little bit different, my dear Lita. I said he was an ungrateful puppy, not a wretch."
"Mr. Grayson..."
"Really, Lita, you do talk too much. Such a pity. Such an unattractive quality in a woman. How do you do, Mr. Chameleon? I'm Carl Grayson. I own the Grayson School of the Dance.
Well, I'm very glad to know you.
And I you. When I heard the great chameleon, the famous detective, was here in my modest little school, I was delighted. Though heartbroken, of course, at the circumstances which brought you here.
The murdered man's widow is heartbroken, too.
Ah, yes, poor child. Run along, Lita.
Mr. Grayson.
Run along.
Yes, sir, and I'm sorry I said what I did.
Pretty little thing, so full of fire.
Mm.
And she was telling the truth, Mr. Chameleon. It's all true. I did quarrel with Claude. He was planning on starting a dancing school of his own. I felt it was most ungrateful. He'd take all my pupils away from
me. Well, have you many pupils, Mr. Grayson? I mean, the place looks so shabby. Do you mind if I look around?
Oh, not at all. Come along, I'll show you the rooms where we give our lessons.
Well, thank you.
As for pupils, I have sufficient to pay my living expenses. That's enough. I'm primarily an artist.
But you didn't relish losing what you have.
Oh, exactly. And I have an alibi for last night, Mr. Chameleon.
Oh.
At the time Claude Berkeley was killed in that nightclub, I was working out a routine with another pupil of mine, a very talented young man.
No, wait a moment.
What is it?
That dancing. I want to listen.
Oh, it's just someone practicing a tap dance.
Now, be quiet, please.
That sounds as if it might be the young man I spoke of, Bert Crane.
Well, don't interrupt him.
Bert! Bert! Mr. Chameleon, the detective, wants to talk to you.
Mr. Grayson, I told you not to interrupt him.
But why not, Mr. Chameleon? Bert can practice any time. This is important. Bert, my boy. This is the famous Mr. Chameleon. He's here investigating Claude's tragic death.
Yeah? Well, I've got an alibi. I was here at the school with you, Mr. Grayson. I was practicing my new routine until after midnight.
Yes, I've already been told that, Mr. Crane. And Mr. Grayson here was very quick to supply both you and himself with an alibi.
And you doubt us, Mr. Chameleon? What suspicious minds you detectives have.
Yes, haven't we? Unfortunately for the criminals of this world. Mr. Crane, I am not an authority on tap dancing, but it sounded to me as if you had a brilliant technique.
Thanks, pal. It's nice to have someone appreciate me.
Well, I do. I wish that you'd repeat those steps.
What?
That dance that you were doing when I came down the hall. I would like to see it.
Well, I'm kind of winded right now.
I'd like to see it, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Bert. Dance for Mr. Chameleon.
Okay, Mr. Grayson. Here goes.
Wait a moment. Is that the step you are doing? It doesn't sound quite the same.
That's it. That's the routine Mr. Grayson's been teaching me.
Now, a few minutes later, at the office of the Commissioner of Police at Central Headquarters, Mr. Chameleon says,
"The point is, Commissioner, that dancer Bert Crane was lying. That wasn't the tap dance routine that he'd been practicing. At least, I don't think it was."
Yes, but what difference does it make, Chameleon? What's the connection between a dance routine and Claude Berkeley's murder?
I think there is a connection. Though what it is, I don't know yet. Just as I think there's some connection between Claude Berkeley's death and the presence of that gangster, Johnny Moreno, at the Club Savoy.
But this dance routine...
Commissioner, I couldn't swear to it, but I am almost certain that Bert Crane was tapping words in Morse code.
What?
Yes, sounds fantastic, doesn't it? But I know the Morse code so well, and I'd swear that he was spelling out the word midnight.
Chameleon.
And when I asked him to repeat it, he didn't, of course. He improvised something else. And I, Oh, hello, Dave. I was just telling the commissioner about the Grayson School of the Dance.
Never mind the Grayson School, Mr. Chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened to Johnny Moreno? He got out of the country.
What? How?
I don't know how, Mr. Chameleon. Anyway, we got his girl and one of his gang, but they simply laughed in our faces and said Johnny had skipped the country. He's probably in South America by now.
I wonder if he learned to rumba before he left.
You certainly have that dance school on your mind, haven't you, Chameleon?
Fascinating place, Commissioner. Full of fascinating characters. Lita Montez, who loved the murdered man, Claude Berkeley. Bert Crane, who was jealous of him. And Carl Grayson, who accused him of taking business away from him. And besides, the school itself has a strange... shall we say, atmosphere. I think I'll have to start taking rumba lessons myself.
You mean you're going there in disguise, Mr. Chameleon?
Mm-hmm, I am, Dave. I want to see that dancing school when they're not on guard against the police. I shall take the name of Harry Parks. Harry comes from Illinois. He owns a hardware store in the town of Greenville. And he's in New York on business. And before he goes home, he is determined to learn the latest dance steps. And who knows? While I, as Hattie Parks, am learning to rumba, maybe I, Mr. Chameleon, will learn who killed Claude Berkeley.
Mr. Chameleon and the Case of the Dance of Death continues in just a moment. If you ever take anything to relieve an ordinary headache, remember this about genuine Bayer aspirin. Its single active ingredient is so gentle to the system that mothers give it even to small children on their doctor's advice. Now, this is important, for it means that Bayer aspirin is something you can take with complete confidence. It means that besides fast relief, Bayer aspirin also offers you the dependable relief that's important to your health. For Bayer aspirin is not only ready to go to work in 2 seconds, but also has an unmatched record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. So don't experiment when you're in pain. Take no chances with drugs that have not been proved by years of successful use. For the two most important kinds of relief, use something you know is completely dependable, genuine Bayer aspirin. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin, not just for aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. And now back to Mr. Chameleon and the Case of the Dance of Death. Mr. Chameleon is convinced that the Grayson School of the Dance is a strangely sinister and mysterious place. And he believes that the answer to the mystery of the death of Claude Berkeley, the tap dancer, lies within the walls of the brownstone front which houses the school. And so we find him, in his disguise as Harry Parks, taking rumba lessons from Lita Montez, one of the murder suspects. A very subdued Lita, who mechanically instructs her pupil...
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, my. Just a minute, Miss Montez. I have to catch my breath. Remember, I'm a boy from the country. I'm not doing bad, huh? I'll knock them cold when I get back home to Illinois.
Yes, you're a very good pupil.
You're a very good teacher. You know something? It seems to me, though, you're looking kind of peaked. Where's the old pep and fire? Got something on your mind?
No, Mr. Parks.
Well, you almost act scared. Come on, tell old Harry Parks. You know, everyone in town comes to my hardware store and tells me their troubles.
Well, you're very kind, but... Well, just a minute. Someone I know just passed the door. The widow of Claude Berkeley.
What? You mean the tap dancer that was murdered in that nightclub?
Yes, and I want to speak to her. Marilyn? Oh, Marilyn?
Yes, Lita?
Why, I had to tell you. Oh, this is Mr. Parks, Mr. Harry Parks, a pupil of mine.
How do you do?
Glad to know you, Mrs. Berkeley.
What did you want to tell me, Lita?
Well, I heard that you've been very kind to Bert Crane, that you saw to it that he got Claude's old job at the Club Savoy.
That's right. Bert's a good dancer. There's no reason why he shouldn't have the chance he needs.
Just the same, it was very generous of you, Marilyn, to help him. And I wish... Marilyn, I'm not a bad girl. Please believe me, I had nothing to do with your husband's death.
Well, Lita,
I know you think so. I do not blame you for thinking so, but soon I may have proof that I did not kill him.
Lita, nothing would make me happier than for you to find evidence against Claude's murderer. And I don't think you're bad. You couldn't help loving Claude. But this must be very embarrassing for Mr. Parks.
Well, no, I don't mind. You ladies go right ahead.
No, I think we've said enough. I'll be seeing you, Lita.
Yes, Marilyn.
And believe me, dear, I don't think you're bad.
Sweet-looking girl.
Yes, she is. Mr. Parks, would you like to take another half-hour instruction in the rumba?
Miss Montez, if you don't mind, I think I'll call it a day. You know something? I'd like to see Mr. Grayson.
Carl Grayson, the head of this dancing school?
Well, he's the only one around here, isn't he? Don't he have an apartment on the top floor?
Why, yes, but Mr. Grayson seldom sees people up there.
Well, he's going to see me. I want to tell him that I like his dancing school, and when Harry Parks wants to do something, he goes right ahead and does it.
And now, Mr. Chameleon, the famous detective, still in the disguise of Harry Parks, mounts the stairs to Carl Grayson's apartment on the top floor of the dancing school, the apartment to which very few people have been invited. And as he approaches the door, Mr. Chameleon hears someone dancing, tapping out a routine with rhythmic precision. And Mr. Chameleon smiles, then looking every inch the small-time peeper, he pushes open the door to the apartment and enters.
What the devil are you doing here? Who is it, Bert?
How do you know?
Oh, well, who are you, sir? How dare you come pushing in here this way? Well,
my name is Harry Parks. Are you Carl Grayson?
I am. And I asked you why you came bursting in here this way.
Well, I didn't. I knocked a couple of times, and this young man here was dancing. I guess he couldn't hear it. I'm one of your pupils, Mr. Grayson. That is, I'm Lita Montez's pupil, and I just wanted to tell you I think your dancing school is fine.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Yes, sir, I can rumba with the best of them now. Little old Harry will knock him dead when he gets back home in Illinois.
That's fine, but
I don't... Plus, I still can't dance like this young man here.
You're a professional?
Yeah?
He's a very talented boy. His name is Bert Crane. You'll be hearing about him. He opens tonight at the Club Savoy.
Is that so? Too bad I won't be here to see him. I'm taking the sleeper back home to Illinois. Well, so long, Mr. Grayson. Nice to have met you. And, Mr. Crane, I wish you lots and lots of luck.
Now, at police headquarters, a short time later, Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold greets Mr. Chameleon.
Well, Mr. Chameleon, did you get anything at that dancing school?
Dave, unless I am much mistaken, that tap dancer, Bert Crane, will need all kinds of luck tonight when he opens at the Club Savoy. Mm.
You're sure they didn't see through your disguise, Mr. Chameleon?
Quite positive. If they had, I wouldn't have gotten out of that dancing school alive, Dave. Not after what I saw there.
What about this Lita Montez?
She worries me, Dave. I've sent one of the boys from headquarters to her apartment. I want her kept under constant guard.
Oh, well, I could have gone up there, Mr. Chameleon.
No, I want you with me at the Club Savoy tonight. I've already reserved a table. Though not in my name, you can be sure. Oh, I'll take that. Hello? Oh, yes, Detective McLean. What? What? Well, how did it happen? I see. No, of course I don't believe it. Leave the body just where it is.
What is it, Mr. Chameleon?
Lita Montez has been killed.
Mr. Chameleon?
Detective McLean got no answer at Lita Montez's apartment, Dave. The superintendent let him in, and they found her body shot through the heart.
That's a cold-blooded outfit.
That is an amazing outfit, Dave. That is one of the strangest criminal organizations I've ever been up against. But tonight, when you and I are at the Club Savoy, I hope to get the whole lot of them, including the murderer of Claude Berkeley and Lita Montez. Quite a crowd here tonight, Dave. Club Savoy is doing all right. Nothing like a murder to boost business.
What time does Bert Crane do his tap dancing act, Mr. Chameleon?
Oh, in just a minute now. I imagine his nerves are pretty on edge. I think I'd be pretty nervous if I were in his dancing shoes.
Mr. Chameleon, look. Over there to one side. Butch McCarthy.
Well, well. I haven't heard about Butch since he pulled that bank hold up and then went underground. The Club Savoy has an interesting clientele.
Yeah, but our boys are right behind, Butch. He can't possibly get away.
Well, here's the master of ceremonies. Bert Crane is about to make his dancing debut.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in presenting that great new find, Mr. Bert Crane, a tap dancer extraordinary who will present first a little number entitled Steps Without Music. And here he is, Bert Crane!
Okay, Dave, here we go. Sit quietly until I say the word.
Right, Mr. Chameleon. Mm-hmm.
13. West. Clay. Street. 13 West Clay Street. That's what he's tapping out in the Morse code, Dave. Oh, come on, stand up. Give the signal to the boys near Butch McCarthy. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like your attention. Everyone stay exactly where you are, and you, Bert Crane, don't move. I'm Chameleon of the police. I'll kill the first person who moves. Dave, bring in Carl Grayson, please.
Detective McLean, bring in Carl Grayson.
You, Bert Crane, come on. Get off that stage. Come with me to your dressing room.
What's the meaning of this, Chameleon?
You'll find out quickly. Come along, Crane.
I demand an explanation from you, Mr. Chameleon. Just why was I dragged down here to the Club Savoy?
Because I ordered the police to drag you here, Grayson.
But why? Why?
Because you were operating a criminal ring here, a vicious and dirty business that's let hundreds of desperate criminals escape from this country scot-free.
Oh, that's nonsense, Chameleon. I demand to be released.
Your game was to teach tap dancing routines to dancers like the murdered man Claude Berkeley.
Is that a crime?
And those tap dancing routines were rarely Morse code messages. Messages which wrapped out addresses, telling escaping criminals where to pick up forged passports to get them out of the country.
We've arrested Butch McCarthy outside with 5,000 cash on him. He confesses he was listening for Bert Crane to tap out the address where to pick up a phony passport to get him out of the country.
What? If there's anything like that going on here, I never knew it. That's something the boys are doing themselves.
Mr. Chameleon, he's lying. Now I know, Grayson, why you made me learn such strange steps. You dirty dog trying to...
That's right, Bert Crane, but don't you worry. Move your hand in there to that light switch, Grayson, and I'll shoot you down. Put your hands up.
You big mouth fool, Crane. I'll kill you for trying to frame me.
Yes, just as you killed Claude Berkeley, eh, Grayson? Well, I'm afraid you won't get the chance. Keep those hands up.
I didn't kill Berkeley.
If you didn't, who did?
If you're such a smart copper, why don't you find out for yourself?
I will. And quick, Grayson. You killed Claude Berkeley because he caught on to your passport racket and tried to start one of his own. Dave? You bring in the murdered man's wife, Madeline Berkeley, please.
Yes, sir. She's just outside the door here.
Oh, Mr. Chameleon, what is this? Have you found poor Claude's murderer? Oh, Carl. Carl, it can't be you. Claude trusted you, so...
What's that?
Carl, how could you? Oh, how dreadful, how terrible.
Why, you two-timing little devil trying to pin this on me? Listen, Chameleon, she's the one who killed him.
Why, sure she did.
That's a lie. Grayson, I'll...
Dave, get that gun away from her.
Let me go.
You bite my hand again and I'll knock you over. Okay, I've got her, Mr. Chameleon.
I didn't want to tell you, Chameleon, but I felt I had to. It's hard to believe at first. Such a nice, innocent girl.
You lying double-crosser, Grayson. You helped me kill Claude. I tell you, Chameleon, he helped me.
I know that too, Madeline Berkeley. And more than that, you and Grayson were in the whole thing together. The traffic in forged passports, the phony dance school, this Club Savoy where the tap dancer really tapped out Morse code messages to criminals.
I tell you, Carl Grayson did it. Oh, haven't I been through enough? My husband murdered. I loved him so much.
Cut the act, Madeline. You were in love with Grayson.
In love with Grayson? What a lie.
Yesterday, when I walked into Grayson's apartment, I saw you in his arms in a very passionate embrace before you ran into the next room.
Now we've got you, Chameleon, you lying cop. You were never in my apartment.
Oh, yes, I was, Grayson. I was disguised as Harry Parks.
You were Harry Parks, that hick from Illinois who was taking dancing lessons?
Yes, nifty disguise, wasn't it, Grayson?
You sneaking cop. That doesn't prove I committed murder, being in Carl's apartment.
No, but it helps. This gun Detective Sergeant Arnold took from you is the same caliber that killed your husband.
I got it from Carl.
She's lying again, Chameleon. It's her gun.
Careless of you, Madeline, to have carried that gun around. But you were getting careless on all fronts. You were so anxious to kill Lita Montez, who knew too much about you and Grayson, that you left your fingerprints all over her apartment.
What?
And she was killed with a bullet from an automatic, just like this one.
Marilyn, you crazy fool. I told you to be careful.
Yes, you had gloves on, didn't you, Carl?
I think that's quite enough. No more arguments, please. You'll both be tried for murder. You, Marilyn Berkeley, is the killer of your husband, Claude Berkeley, and of Lita Montez. And you, Carl Grayson, as her accomplice. Dave, you take them along, please. Not nice people at all.
And with these words, Mr. Chameleon concludes tonight's murder case. It's only natural that when you have an ordinary headache, you want fast relief. And to find out how quickly Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work, all you need do is test it in a glass of water. What happens to Bayer aspirin in the glass also happens in your stomach, and the speed with which it disintegrates indicates the speed with which it's ready to go to work. When you make this test, you'll see that Bayer aspirin starts disintegrating almost instantly, is actually ready to go to work in 2 seconds. Hence, it provides remarkably fast relief. So when you need something to relieve pain, be sure of how quickly it will act. Be sure with Bayer aspirin. When you buy, ask for Bayer aspirin, not just for aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Listen next Wednesday night at the same time for Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, in The Curious Murder of Clubfoot Louie. The part of Mr. Chameleon is played by Carl Swenson, with dialogue by Marie Balmer from the original story by Frank and Ann Hummert. Music directed by Victor Arden. Your announcer is Howard Claney.
Listen, everybody. Thousands of laboratory tests on scores of individual teeth show that new Lion's toothpaste actually gets teeth brighter. 2.5 to 5.5 times brighter than any of the 5 leading brands, brighter by far than any other toothpaste. And the reason is that it's not just another old toothpaste with an added ingredient, but is completely new and radically different in formula. A new kind of toothpaste that cleans without soap and polishes without chalk. So get more brightness in your smile. Go to any drug or toilet goods counter and ask for Lion's toothpaste.
Listen for Mr. Chameleon in The Curious Murder of Clubfoot Louie next Wednesday night at this time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. The solution to this case, it's a doozy. I am really dubious of the idea, just because of the rapidity of movement, of being able to plan dance steps to tap out Morse code messages and any Morse code message. Like, I could see if, for example, there was a specific key in the dance. Like, there were 20 different potential options or messages in the criminals, and they had a key. I could see that. However, the idea of being able to design tap dances so that you can freeform message in Morse code, that was ridiculous. I mean, it's plausible enough for Mr. Chameleon, but there's no way I buy it. I also thought his undercover character was a bit of a throwaway. That seemed more like a case where it would have made sense to send in another officer. But, you know, Chameleon has got to do everything since it's not Chameleon and Another Officer program. I should also note that one of the few states that has a higher percentage of listeners than you would expect on listening is Illinois. So for all my listeners in Illinois, sorry about that accent by Mr. Chameleon in today's episode. However, it was for the greater good, because as Mr. Chameleon said at the end, these guys were not nice people at all. All right, well, now I want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Pat. Pat's been one of our Patreon supporters since September 2020, currently supporting the program at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Again, thanks so much for your support, Pat. And that will do it for today. If you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell to be notified whenever we add another episode. But we will be back next Tuesday with another episode of Mr. Chameleon. But coming up tomorrow, it's time for some adventure with the man called X, where
Moldova welcome you once again to Dar es Salaam, Buona Thurston. It was most kind of you to come.
I got your message in Cape Town and took the next plane out. What seems to be the trouble, Moldova?
Moldova is Bantu chieftain who tried to make his people civilized, to bring them peace, health, education, God.
And you've done it. The outside world is filled with people not half as civilized as yours.
All this is no good, Buona, if the work comes to an end.
Why should it? You've a son to carry on when you leave off?
Poltavo's son is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is not for sorrow, Buona. He caused some of my people to drop the good book and pick up guns, crying to them to burn, to kill, to drive the white devil out of Tanganyika.
So that's it. They're spreading their propaganda poison here, too. Like they did in China, Korea, and the rest. How did your people get those guns? Who's been egging them on?
Voltavo do not know. He know only that when his son was killed, he was carrying this.
Huh? A statuette of an elephant. Carved out of, what is this, some brilliant blue stone.
It is so. That same blue elephant appear whenever there is violence. It is worshipped by those of my people who now carry guns. They say it trumpets in the night, calling for white man's blood.
I see.
That is why Moltavo call upon his good friend. Why Moltavo ask for help for his people.
All right, Moltavo. I'll see what I can do.
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.